Before we dive in, just a quick favor. If you're enjoying what we're doing at Angels Among Us, please take a second to rate and review the show. And if something in today's episode touches your heart, please share it with a friend.
Welcome to Short Story Wednesday on Angels Among Us. Each week, we bring you a short but powerful story to lift your spirits and remind you that God is in even the smallest details of your life. If you have a story you'd like to share, we'd be honored to hear it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Short Story Wednesday, or in this week's case, Short Story Thursday. So sorry, I lost track of time this week, and it's been a crazy week. Michaela left me a couple days ago. Not left me. She just left us for a few days. She has a conference in Chicago. We are grateful that she gets this time away. We are not so grateful that I get this time to basically be a single parent. It's exhausting. It's hard, and I don't know how people do it. And we only have two kids. Granted, they're a handful. Aren't all kids a handful? Seriously. But I wanted to share a couple of things or thoughts that I've had today, the last couple of days. In fact, I'll share a story that just happened. And it's a little humbling because this is... It doesn't make me look great, this story. But just not too long ago, we're up making dinner. And when Michaela's gone, we have whatever we want for dinner. Yesterday, we had pizza and brownies. And today, we made pancakes and eggs and bacon. I have a pretty good honey butter cornmeal pancake recipe that is really good. So if you want it, let me know. I'll give you the recipe. But Reese and I were making pancakes, and I told her to mix the ingredients really slow because I don't like messes. There's always messes, but if we can avoid messes, we try. And I gave her a warning because I knew that she was probably going to make a mess, and she started stirring a little too fast and, of course, spilled the ingredients all over. And my first reaction, I got a little bit upset and impatient. And Reese is so sensitive, and she's so sweet. And, of course, she started crying almost immediately. I might start crying right now telling the story. I don't like making her feel like that. And I shouldn't react. My first reaction shouldn't be with anger or being upset, but it was, and I need to get better at that. But she's so sweet, and she didn't want to help me anymore because I made her feel the way that I did. But I quickly apologized, and she was willing to help me still. And then a little bit later, I sat down and I apologized again. I said, "Reese, I'm so sorry for acting the way that I did, for being impatient with you." Or when I said, "I'm so sorry," she said, "For what?" And I said, "For being impatient with you. I shouldn't have acted that way." And I asked her, "Can you forgive me?" And she gets a big smile on her face, and just her eyes are so beautiful, and she's looking at me, and they just light up, and she says, "Of course, Daddy. I always forgive you." And first of all, when she said always, I was like, oh, makes me so sad. She shouldn't have to forgive me a lot, but I'm so grateful that she does. And it also makes me so thankful that I'm able to learn. I'm able to grow. I'm able to hopefully get better and be better. I'm able to recognize my faults. And I'm grateful that I have a desire to be better. I'm grateful that she's forgiving and patient with me, and I'm so grateful that she loves me the way that she does, and I hope that she knows how much I love her. But of course, it also got me thinking about our Father in heaven and how he never acts the way that I did. And I'm grateful that he's able to help me recognize when I'm wrong and where I need to be better. And I'm grateful that he's the perfect example. And I hope and I pray that I can continually strive to be more like him. Switching gears here a little bit. Tegan's birthday is coming up. He turns 3 on the 20th. And always around this time, or around big dates, I think a lot of us are like this. When we have big dates or anniversaries or whatever it might be, we often reflect on what it was like on that day. So 3 years ago, or leading up to it, obviously we had no idea that a phone call was going to be coming about him. But just thinking back on that and what an incredible time in our lives that was. We're still in an incredible time in our lives, but July 20th, we got the phone call about our little boy, and thinking about just reflecting on that, such a good time, right? But also, there are people out there, maybe there's somebody listening to this, that July 20th is a terrible day. And I think about that a lot, especially having so many guests on our show and talk about dates. They talk about good dates, bad dates. And sometimes there's been times where they mention a date and it's a really good date for us, but not such a great one for them. And ever since that, I've always thought about that there are people out there, while I am rejoicing and super happy and looking forward to certain dates, there are people out there that are struggling and not looking forward to a specific date for whatever reason. It might be a day that they lost somebody, or that they found out some terrible news, or, you know, whatever it might be. But every single day, every single second, there are people out there that are so happy and filled with so much joy and happiness. And at the exact same time, there are people out there that are struggling for whatever reason. And I try not to take my joy for granted, my good days. Michaela and I have days that at one time were terrible days or anniversaries, and now they're incredible days. Mother's Day and Father's Day are two that used to be miserable days, but now they're some of our favorite days. And I just hope that whenever we encounter people and they say something or they're reacting to something in a way that we don't think that they should, first of all, we don't know what they're going through. It could be one of those really bad days for them. We should never judge people when they're at their worst. Just like my little Reese didn't judge me tonight when I didn't have such a great moment, right? That was only seconds, but it wasn't some of my best seconds of the day. And I hope that as she's in bed tonight and sleeping and she thinks about the day, that she doesn't just remember those couple of seconds that weren't so great. I hope she remembers the fun that we had out playing in the pool or wrestling or, you know, whatever other good moments we had today. I hope that she thinks about those. Why is it that the negative is so much easier to remember than the positive? I hope that we can all look at the positive in our day, in our week, in our year. The negative sticks out a little bit more, but let's try to remember all of the good also. And I promise you, the good outweighs the bad, for sure. Even when it seems like there's nothing going good, I think we can look around and recognize and pick out so much good because we have God on our side. That takes me to my next point that I want to talk about. This is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. It's in the Old Testament. 2 Kings 6:16. And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And to give a little context of this particular scripture, I'm just going to read this because it's easier to read. This account takes place during the ministry of the prophet Elijah. The king of Syria, Aram, was at war with Israel. Every time he made military plans, Elisha received revelation from God and warned the king of Israel, allowing Israel to avoid the Syrian attacks. Frustrated, the Syrian king assumed there was a traitor in his ranks. This is what his servant told him. "Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy chambers." That's 2 Kings 6:12. The Syrian king then sent a large force of horses, chariots, and soldiers to surround the city of Dothan, where Elisha was staying. When Elisha's servant woke up, he saw the city completely surrounded by the enemy and cried, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" That's 2 Kings 6:15. So this situation looks hopeless. They're surrounded. Elisha replied with faith rather than fear. It says, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And his servant couldn't understand because all he could see was the enemy army. So he looks around and all he sees is the enemy. They're surrounded. And Elisha prayed. He asked the Lord, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." God answered immediately. And in 2 Kings 6:16 or 6:17, "And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha. And the servant was allowed to see what had been there all along, God's heavenly army protecting them." So if you're in a moment, if you're in a time in your life where you're surrounded by the enemy, it seems like nothing's going right, I pray that you can have eyes to see and ears to hear the chariots and the army that are with you, that are rooting for you, and that are fighting for you. I know that they're there. I'm so grateful for this story, for that truth. And I'm grateful that there have been times in my life where I have been able to see, not physically, but I've been able to see and feel the army that is with me. I hope you all have a great week. Great rest of your week. And remember, we'd love for you to give us a rating, a review, only if it's 5 stars, of course. And if you could, please say a prayer for me, as I will be alone for the next couple of days again. But it's good to know that I have an army of angels on my side. I just wish that they would help a little bit more. Just kidding. Anyway, have a good day. Have a good rest of your week. Go look for those angels.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.